Imagine you have a Facebook group for your business where you attract new leads and nurture prospects on autopilot every single day. The question is, how do you create a group that pulls in your target market and ideal clients like fish out of water? Join me as I share strategies with top CEOs that are looking to convert their business online and see how a Facebook group fits their specific business model, so they too can easily grow their business using the power of a Facebook group community. My name is Usher Fried, and welcome to Season 2 of Facebook Group Secrets.
I am Dr. Slava Shutt. I am the owner of Back to Health Physical Therapy in Los Angeles, and I'm also the owner of a financial services company called Health and Wealth Partners Incorporated. And we help people with financial services. A lot of big companies charge a lot of money to have people advised on what they should do with their money. And everything out there, every advertisement that you could possibly think of is designed to take your money. Who out there helps you save your money, grow your money, cut your taxes? And we do for free. We do free consultations. So one company that I know of targets you to help you in every which way without taking anything from you to provide value for your life. That's Health and Wealth.
That's awesome. That's awesome. It's also an awesome name because, you know, the three niches in any business is health, wealth, and relationships. And you already got two of them covered just in your name. There you go.
That's for sure.
Yeah, awesome, Bashard. Yeah, so if you don't charge, how do you make money?
I'm glad you asked. You're so that never comes up. Nobody ever asked me that question before.
That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Exactly.
That's the questions that everybody's afraid to ask.
Okay, so you've heard of Nationwide, Pacific Life, and Transamerica, and there's hundreds of other financial institutions where people could make money and put their money into mutual funds, 401ks, IRAs. Those companies pay us like a broker to bring them a customer. So we match the needs of the person to the company that they need. So All we're doing is brokering the deal. I have no product to sell. I sell nothing. I have no inventory. I take a person, just like I do in my clinic. I have to evaluate injuries in my clinics. I evaluate financial injuries. What do you need based on your goals, your dreams, your aspirations? You may have family. You may not have family. You may want the money to grow. Maybe you want to retire in 5-10 years. Everybody's situation is different. We come in, we evaluate, we assess, and then we determine which company or companies, depending on multiple needs, we match you up. And then those companies, those financial institutions pay us a commission. Right. That's what we get. So we could afford, because we do good work for a lot of people. We help so many families. And our motto is faith, family, and then business. So by providing value to people's lives, we help people enjoy their futures, fulfill their dreams. And we get paid by these big companies instead of the person.
Right. So you're like Amazon with third-party sellers, that they're just the search engine connecting you with people who are selling a product. And then Amazon will take a slice of the deal from whoever you buy. They don't care who you buy from. Now, we all know the truth that Amazon now just positions their own product. Whenever there's something selling nicely, they'll just copy it. But, you know, in a perfect world where Amazon wasn't trying to sort of, you know, do whatever they're doing, take over the world by being an amazing company, which Amazon is an amazing company. I'm a big Amazon guy, you know, so they're basically, it's like affiliate marketing. You're brokering a deal. You have nothing to gain by giving them advice left or right. And you basically hook them up with the best advice. Okay, fine. That's awesome. So why do people come to you at first? Like, what pain are they dealing with? Is something happened to them? They just wake up, they're 40 years old and they're like, I need financial advice. Like, what's going on? What's the deal?
We talk to people. Like, it's very simple. Like, you know, people come to me like, you know, Dr. Slava, I don't have any money. I want to invest in something. I just don't have any money. Okay. Well, we're a spend first and save last kind of society. So what do you think the first evaluation is when somebody tells me, I want to make more money. My job is not doing it for me. I want to prepare for my future. I do not want to be dependent upon Social Security. What can I do? Well, the first thing I do is let's go over your budget. As soon as we go over your budget, I promise you, I will find you a way to save $50 a month, $100 a month, $200 a month. It's because we're going to save first, spend last. So you don't have a major injury, but your need is I want to make more money for my future and Social Security is not going to cut it. So you tell me who fits that category. Oh, you know, 90% of the country.
Right. So is this like a something like, why did all of a sudden they just wake up and they decide that they're in this type of pain, you know, just to understand where your potential clients are, right? Because you want to reach someone who's at home and is going to see your content, is going to see your information, your value, and is going to connect with it. So what's like going on in their head? Is it just like they know you're a financial coach? So, you know, they spill all their financial secrets to you?
Well, they're going to have to, because listen, if you want help, I have to know what's going on. I have to know. I have to know how to help you. You know, and it's not only this person just wakes up and then needs a lot of help. You know, we have a customer that we just got, you know, the guy sold his company for $100 million. And then he said, uh-oh, do you know how many taxes I'm going to pay? So guess what? So one of my partners is an attorney, estate planning. And we have a whole firm connection that has a whole tax planning attorney firm. So we found a way to help this poor guy with $100 million to major and massive tax savings and to structure everything properly for his family, for his future, for other businesses. There are legal proper ways to do taxes. We have that too. So we help people budget. We help people with taxes. We help people help build their wealth, protect their wealth. And I don't know any or too many other companies that do for free, you know, with these kind of assessments and reaching out to people.
Right, right. So right then and there, you just listed a bunch of different audiences and a bunch of different avatars, right? So you give financial planning, financial advice, but your customers could be anyone from the guy who, like you mentioned earlier, feels like he has no money, right? And then you're going to sit down with him and show him how save first, spend less. And then your other avatar could also be a guy who's a multimillionaire and just wants to save money on taxes or grow more money, right? So now if you're going to position yourself as just a generic financial planner, so let's say the guy who's selling a business might not think that he needs a financial planner. He needs someone that's going to save him from spending, you know, $20 million in taxes. He needs like a super tax man, right? So he might not think of you to go to you, even though, you know, it could be you spoke to him, he saw your content, but he doesn't connect, right? So I find that people that offer a wide variety of different things and can't box it in and like make it concrete and put that in their messaging end up having to heavily rely on referrals, because referrals, so if somebody who you served knows somebody else who has that same problem, so let's say you help that that guy who's selling a business for $100 million and he has a friend that's selling for $100 million, he's like, before you sell that business, go speak to Slava. He helped me out a lot, right? So he's not saying like, oh, I know a great financial planner. He's telling him specifically how you helped him, and he's telling his friend the same dilemma to go to you, right? So it's your chunking, it's your services chunked up that are getting passed in. But you yourself might not even realize that that's the way your services is being translated and passed on and communicated. So, you know, when it comes to building a Facebook group, I always say that you have to, you know, find that one avatar that you're going to serve, and you're going to make that one offer. And that's the group. The group is going to be, you know, either on budgeting, right? If you search groups, you know, you might find financial planning, but I highly doubt it. I didn't search it, but you know, I never question Facebook groups because there's really a group on everything. But I would be quicker to say that there's a group on budgeting, there's a group on, you know, saving money on taxes than on financial planning. So, you know, it's on you to see which one of your avatars do you want more of, right? Which one of your customers would you want to, you know, highlight, copy, and paste, right? So you have to,
The problem is, yeah. So the guy with that business, there's not a lot of them. They're not like, again, bang down your door, all those guys. I mean, through a connection. So I wish that'd be great, right? But he's part of the one percenters now, right? The 98 other percent of the country do not have anybody advise them. So 98%, I'm targeting, everybody's targeting the 1 to 2 percenters, everybody, every major firm, all the big players in financial advising is all targeting the 1 to 2 percenters. And I take it, my target is 98% of the country mostly, because those 98% add up more than the occasional 1 to 2 percenters.
Right. So you're saying you'd rather get more of the little guys than get less of the bigger guys. And that's debatable. You know, who knows? Maybe if you would zone in on the 1 percenters and create a community.
The mid. I'm going for the mid guys. The people who are, let's say, anywhere from, you know, make anywhere from $250K to $1 million a year. Not just the people who, I'll take them, the people who make 30 grand a year in whatever job. And I mean, in New York and LA, that's going to be like almost poverty. But so you know what I'm saying? Like, so definitely more than 100K, you know, 200, 250K a month plus, you know, that I'm going for that, towards that middle ground, you know?
Right. I understand. Is that because you just feel that you should be going after that? Because that's just what you like feel is correct? Or do you know that by numbers and data? Because, you know, that you could just figure out for yourself, but we can move on with the conversation. But I would just warn you, before you decide on picking your avatar, you know, just make sure it's backed up by data. If you have five of those 1 percenters already in your system, and you could sit down and talk with them and, you know, they definitely respect you more and they'll give you more time because you've helped them out on such a high level. Find out why they used you over a big financial firm, what their fears are, what their problems are. If you could create a space for those unique individuals that's unique, so then, you know, what I'm saying is a Facebook group, then you could attract more of those. So now, will it be as much as the mid players? Maybe not. You probably don't need as much. So I don't know the numbers. I'm just putting this out there for you.
Well, statistically speaking, on Facebook, there are more everybody else than the 1 percenters.
Right, because there's more everybody else in the world.
Right.
So, but not necessarily the value. So it depends on the price, right? So again, I'm just saying to look at the data and see how much you make off of each person. And just add up and make sure you are moving with the right individual. That's all. You know, I don't know. It could be that you're right. I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying, check the data. You might be surprised. You know, that's all. Okay. So, but whatever it is. So let's say you have, I guess, some of each. Do you have a higher representation in your bag? Let's sort of say the people who you've serviced, who have you helped more? Which type of client?
Probably the middle of the road. I mean, we've helped a lot of people that don't have any money at all. And we've helped quite a few of those. And we've definitely helped people that have money. What's interesting in our business is the people who have money, like, wow, you're going to help me and I don't have to pay a lot of money. And oh my God, this is amazing. Where somebody who has no money is like, what's a scam? Like I'm scam them out of their 20, 50 bucks or whatever, you know, like the person who has millions has no problem talking to me, right? This person has nothing, is thinking I'm going to scam them. And it really comes, when getting into this business, people start to find out like why the rich get richer, poor get poorer.
Right. The mindset.
Yeah, it's mindset. So we help a lot of people. We help a lot more people with money, to be honest with you.
Right, and they're they give you more money, and then they're lesser pain
because they're trying to do something. Actually, they're trying to excel. They're trying to improve themselves somehow. And people with money improve themselves more than people without money. And unfortunately, that is the case.
So you would want to go ahead and take that, whoever those people are. So you told me originally that there are some people you never really speak to because they just invest with you and deposit and forget. They don't want to think about it. They trust you. They gave you their money and they don't want to hear about it.
Well, they gave the company the money.
They gave the company the money, right, through you. So are there people that you have weekly engagement with, monthly engagement with, and what is that conversation on? Could that be put in a public forum?
Not really, because it's specific. People are not going to want to get their private financial information onto the web.
Right, but is there just maybe general advice that people might be interested in?
Oh yeah, people contact us, and you know that we talk to people impromptu a lot because people have other questions. They're like, you know, they have questions on real estate. They have questions on certain mutual funds. They have questions on 401k benefits.
So would you potentially be able to take that conversation out of your email inbox and put it into a private Facebook group?
No. I mean, first of all, there's legalities on that.
Right. No, but I'm just saying not the specific individual tailored advice. I'm not talking about what you should do, but let's say somebody just has what's better, multifamily investments or, you know, rentals or Airbnbs. Do you get those questions, right? So that's a very generic investing question. So you don't necessarily have to be the guy to answer all of this, right? You could be, you're the expert, but a community could help each other through this. And if you're the overall authority, you know, it gives it your stamp of approval. So I'm just asking you, is that possible? I understand why it could be touchy financial, you know.
Yeah, generally speaking, if I'm not using total specifics and names, I could post certain questions and answers in the group. Absolutely.
Right. I mean, why wouldn't somebody just want a place to go get advice? Right. Do you have people that are like passionate, that are into it and rely on you heavily, like, you know, noisemakers? Like,
yeah, I mean,
so I'm just thinking how to maybe that if you could strategically, you know, obviously it has to be thought out what could be discussed and what can't be discussed. But if, you know, if you look through your questions, you know, and Mark and see via your emails, through the different conversations you've had, if you could get 50 to, you know, 100 people in a group having those conversations amongst themselves with your input, and you could go live and you could be the expert, you know, giving overall guidance, and it's your group. So you could just create a community out of the information that you're already dealing with that dies. You know, there's information, there's conversation that dies, and then there's conversation that lives on. A conversation on a phone call is dead. Once that conversation is finished, it's gone. An email back and forth, it's gone. A chat inbox, it's gone. A public forum conversation creates traffic and lasts forever. So if there's any part of your business that you could translate and push towards a group, you have yourself a Facebook group. You have yourself a community that is being built around your area of expertise. The advantages of this is that you don't have to answer as many questions via email, right? Because the community answers for you. You'll be surprised how much less work you have to do. Now you have a public space on the internet. If you name your group correctly and you get traffic, people who are looking for such services or are looking to ask these generic questions will come join your group, and then they instantly turn into a hot lead because they're coming. Imagine, you know, you own a networking event, and it's your networking event. A Facebook group is basically your own networking event. So now a networking event could have zero people there. It's of no use. But if you could go ahead and create that space, just funnel
all of that conversation that's happening into your group, I think you potentially could build a group to tens of thousands, if not hundreds.
Maybe I could call it health, wealth, and mindset.
You could call it health, wealth, and mindset. So that would, you know, be a different discussion about. So that would be just naming it after your company. It might be better to see what people are searching on Google to find such services and taking at least the first word or two and naming it that, you know, maybe like financial, health, wealth, you know, depending on
your financial coach.
Yeah, a financial coach or something. But it would, you know, again, you know, we could think of good names, but it comes down to hard data. Going in keyword search engines and basically finding the words that are related to your niche that have the highest traffic and then naming your group that. That's what I would tell you to do.
How do you do that? How do you find out what's the top?
There's Google Keyword Planner. You could go and Google has, if you have a Gmail account, a ad account in Google. And they'll show you some search terms and how it searched. And then I have a way of getting specifics and knowing, you know, what questions people are asking. You know, everything is available on the internet. I do think that you have potential to have a dynamic Facebook group. I don't know the research on the financial groups. If I was you, the first thing I would do after this phone call is go on Facebook and see what other groups are out there. If there are groups with members, you know, in the tens of thousands in your area, that's a good sign. That means people are looking for those answers on Facebook. And even if it's just related, that's fine. So that's what I would tell you to do. And I'll tell you to funnel your existing customers into a group and create conversation and create community around your services with you being the expert.
Great.
I think you have a shot for sure.
That's awesome.
Fine. So I hope you found this advice helpful.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. That was awesome, Asher.
Thank you very much, Vladislav. And looking forward to hearing from you in the future.
Hey there. I hope this episode helped you along with your journey. If you enjoyed, be sure to subscribe and rate us on iTunes. That's it for today. Take care, and I'll see you next time.